Hello and good morning to you wherever you're listening to us all around the world. My name is Jude Omamigbe. This is Hello Port Harcourt. Some pensioners in River State protested over the non-payment of pension arrears and gratuities. The pensioners who marched from the state secretariat said pensioners are dying because they do not have money to cater for themselves. Now, Lucky Eti, who spoke on behalf of the pensioners, says the state government has enough to pay these individuals. Let's take a listen.
They were provisioned for 33 billion naira. Now, if you are paying 1.8 billion naira, that means you are paying about 20 something billion naira. The other 11 point something billion naira, what did you budget it for? So, those 11 point something billion naira, every year that government has been budgeting, where is the money? We have enough money with him to pay us. Let him pay us.
So, let the government pay. And then, just like millions of Nigerians have made mention, it's never easy if you are a pensioner in this country. I live and walk around pensioners. We see them every day. It is very sad to say this, that we live in a time in the 21st century where we get to have our pensioners, our senior citizens, people who are above 65, getting into buses, getting into taxis, and they pay the same amount of money that we, the younger ones, can pay. Now, before you go up in arms, Jude, it's money. It's not a respecter. It's figures, ones and zeros. If they get into a taxi, for example, they should pay the same fare. However, if back in ancient Rome, the wisdom of elders was sincerely appreciated, and I know for the African fact that we used to, maybe we still do, revere the gray on the man's beard or on his chest, how come we can't translate that to treating them fairly as human beings? The roads you are driving on right now, the roads that you will drive on, are all foundations laid by individuals who walked either in the government or in the private sector. So it's not a given that because someone worked in the federal ministry, you must respect him. No, just because he's old enough, even if this man was a derelict, the gray on his beard, the woman that you get to see, the wrinkles on her face, the fact that her breasts have fallen, it's enough for you to respect and admire, if not revere, that individual. But no, we seem not to.
Is it a crime to serve the state for 25 years of your life? We have lost over 300.
We have made several efforts, several appeals in the papers, in the radio.
Enough is enough. We have died enough. We don't want to die again.
Now, last year, during the breakdowns, during the lockdown, I beg your pardon, there were reports of suicide committed in Kogi State. Also, 2 years prior, remember when the state governments went cap in hand to the federal government telling them, Bobby, we got money, give our money. There's Paris money, every time money, give us 100 pesos. Yeah, people died. When I was much younger, in university, I won't forget, bank is defunct now, the Allstate Trust Bank. Those of you who know that bank in Riverside, you probably know the story around that bank. Now, when the bubble burst, that bank was in dire straits. I did not hear, I saw a pensioner coming to the building. It's at D-Line right now, the building that where former Allstate Trust Bank used to be. The man was outside waiting, trying to go and get his pension. Ladies and gentlemen, as embarrassing as this is, it's not the first time. Most likely will not be the last in River State. The man collapsed in front of all of us. I do not know if that man made it that day, beyond that day, but he collapsed. And I see these pictures very regularly when I go to banking halls. Men old enough to have done too much, not enough, too much for this country, too much for this state. Whether they are soldiers, policemen, they were barbers, they push trucks, whatever they have done in this country, they're old enough to have some dignity. It befuddles the mind when we have governors, left, right, and center, making claims, we have paid, we didn't pay this, but we are paid now, I've cleared the debt. But yet, the aged amongst us are crying. My question is this. What are the challenges of pension payment? How difficult is it, sir, ma, those of you who are in the state secretariat, those of you who are PMs, permanent secretary, PSs, whatever, how difficult is it to make sure that these individuals get their pay? Those of you also in the private sector, you're not exempt from this conversation. And what is interesting, it's the truth. Some of them who are crying now, when they were much younger, is it the case of this wheel spinning over? They didn't help to pay the pensions of those who were alive back then, 15, 20 years ago. Here we are in 2021, once again on the subject matter. 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003. 0817-923-0007 and the female caller line is 0817-923-0009. Take a trip down WhatsApp and Telegram, available on 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. And then Facebook.com is active for us. It is at Nigeria Info PH. At Nigeria Info PH. Fasten your seatbelts. You may be 40 today, you may be 45, 50, but guess what? Even if you are 18, listen to us right now. At some point, you will be 65. At some point, God willing, you will be 70. How are we going to get through this pension payment of a debacle? Ladies and gentlemen, once again, welcome to where the region has its best conversations. Let's get to speak to our first caller this morning. Zion is on the line. He's calling us from GRA. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning.
Hello, Port Harcourt. You know, this issue of pension is heartbreaking. It doesn't start today. Let's peep into it a little bit. It's a law of karma. What they sow is what they are reaping. These same people who were crying today, you hear the voice, they are shouting passionately. They punished my father some years back. These same people were responsible for not paying my father his pension. And I noticed something. Those who diligently serve this country integrity, they always come back regretting. They always come back complaining. What is the problem with the foundation of this country? What is wrong with our educational sector? Let us be honest. The man in charge of this pension is a graduate. If he checks properly, he's a doctorate degree holder. If he checks properly, he's a man that may even attend one of those foreign universities or scholarships. So what is happening? Is his brain not working to know that, look, these people will be pensioning by next year. Let me start preparing their voucher for payment. Is he not thinking? Or is nobody heading that department? Because he can't be the governor. The governor can only work on documents presented on him.
Yes.
So who is the person in charge of these pensions?
Big
who
question.
Who are the heads of this department?
Big question, Zion. OG is in Rupaku. OG, good morning to you. Hello, Port Harcourt.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
I disagree with your last caller.
It's okay. That's what we have. Yes, that's why we have conversations like this.
Let me tell you something.
Yes.
In Lagos State, just one month ago, the Lagos governor came out on his own and ordered and went about, even more than he knew the processes and the things went on perfectly and patiently, people received their money. I stand to be corrected. Ask anybody. The governor is behind these people not being paid. How many times has he come on air to say that he's not owing any pension to anybody? Tell ourselves the truth. The issue is just that we are taking this thing lightly because it is not being affecting some of us. Let me tell you something. My mother is a retiree. My father has retired since 2015. And as I'm talking to you today, they started paying my mother just last year. How about the arrears? And let me tell you something. It's not that my mother was lucky to have gotten a little shop that she is trying to manage today.
Yes.
Some of our friends, they are all dead.
Oh.
See, they do hypertensive
this
people who
good.
Are supposed to be
this
enjoying
good,
their money. And let me shock you. This thing is not their, it's not the government money. It is the money that somebody has worked and has contributed. And I'm a civil servant right now.
Yes.
There are some parts of money that is being removed every month.
Every month. For your pension contribution.
Security.
Yes.
Are you getting what I'm saying? So let nobody come to say that the governor does not know. The governor has the right, in as much as he has his right, to give order that tribal to be done, that this first thing to be done, he has the right also to order whoever that is in the board to make sure that these elderly people are paid.
Oh, the man, it's no affair. Wow, yeah, so there it is. Maybe the buck does stop with the governor. But it's not the first time, and this is me speaking very honestly now. I have had very, very heart-wrenching conversations with retirees. There's a particular individual in this Port Harcourt who worked in the ministry to a high capacity, even when this present governor was just coming into politics as a local government chairman. This person was there, saw the governor make the inroads that led him to where he is today. And this person is wondering, how can I, with meritorious service, with due diligence to my state that I love, serve so well, and not just me, but those who are under me are suffering. People have died. There are retirees right now who are in their 80s. All they're asking for is for the gratuity. See, there's a difference between the gratuities and the pensions. Gratuities in some places, not paid. For some people, gratuities have been paid, but the pensions don't come rarely. And to make this even more interesting, with the devaluation of the Naira over the past few months, the question then comes through, if you're owing somebody 5,000 Naira in 2019, you now decide to pay the same person that same 5,000 Naira. These are your mothers and your fathers, just in case you have forgotten. 9.3, Hello Port Harcourt returns.
Hello, Port Harcourt. Say hello to the buzz, the vibes, the peculiarities and regularities of a contemporary city.
Hello, Port Harcourt. Let's talk about this modern metropolis sprawling from the city to the exurbs, the suburbs, township, community and your locality.
Let's talk about happenings in your neighborhood, standards at your workplace, social amenities and issues of great concern to you on Hello, Port Harcourt.
Hello,
every weekday from 9 a.m. to midday on your number one station for talk, news, and sports. 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Let's talk.
Welcome back. And if you just join us, this is 92.3 Nigeria Info. My name is Jude. Hello, Port Harcourt. This is the show. Our conversation starter this morning is about the pensions and how they are being paid in Rivers State. Now, we got to listen to a clip earlier on as to why or the complaints of some of the individuals are affected. And in particular, we got to hear the voice of one of them who says, hey, look, the government does have enough money to sort out this bill. It's just, it's small, it's marginal compared to all the billions that has been, allocated. Really, it has.
There were provisions of 33 billion Naira. Now, if you are paying 1.8 billion Naira, it then means you are paying about 20-something billion Naira. The other 11-point-something billion Naira, what did you budget it for? So, those 11-point-something billion Naira, every year that government has been budgeting, where is the money? We have enough money. Which him to pay us. Let him pay us.
So, apparently they say there's enough money. But if you've been following the news in the past, 18 months, you know, the shortfall of the Naira, also dwindling and fluctuating oil prices, then it does mean that maybe there's not enough money as people do expect. But once again, I go back to my earlier introduction. These are individuals who suckled, or rather breastfed us. We suckled on the nipples of our mothers who worked. We literally grew up off the sweat of our fathers who were in the pension, or who were, sorry, in government firms or even private firms. This conversation is not just for those pensioners who are in a government auspice or under government auspices. No, even private firms. I've heard of stories of companies that refused to pay individuals who work for them and retired successfully. It's a big problem. Why exactly? Well, let's find out. Elvis is speaking to us from Rumba Dumaya. Elvis, good morning. Hello, Port Harcourt.
Good morning.
Good.
This topic is actually very interesting. Interesting because it has been a culture. I would like to use the word culture. Okay? I'm not too comfortable with the first caller that said that the government or the governor is not involved. Okay? All the monies that come to the state, who is the co-signatory? Is it not the governor? The release of funds, usage of funds, even for local government, is it not the state? So the state that supersedes all the finances that come to the state cannot be removed from this equation. Let the governor use all his resources at his disposal to address this special issue. I want to believe spiritually that the issue of not addressing pensioners is one of the bane of Nigeria's economic underdevelopment. Okay, we say honor those, honor your elders, honor your parents, so that your days may be long, so that your administration will withstand the legacy of time. We are not honoring them. So how are we going to? What magic are we going to do to deliver this country if our parents, the people that started the economy with us, that gave us life, are treated this way? There's too much I would have to say, but let me give the opportunity for others to speak.
Elvis, thank you very much for your comment this morning. It was a pleasure to hear from you. Ida is speaking to us. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning.
Hello, Port Harcourt.
Good morning.
Avra, thank you very much for this topic this morning. We are dealing with the government, particularly and begging him. We have our grandmothers, we have our fathers, our grandfathers, governor should please. But I believe that one day he will retire and he will not face this kind of thing. And my sisters, my uncles, my grandmothers, I have about 6 people there to follow for the protest yesterday. And it's very bad for me to see my uncle for protest. So I'm pleading with the government, please, hear their cry and pay them. And if you not pass me a stick, I promise them, God will bless him. And bless the protesters. They will never die again. They will achieve everything they want. Thank you. Everyone is there from God. Good morning.
Oh, welcome, Ida. Thank you very much. Barry Digiadom is on the line. He is speaking to us from Ada George. Good morning to you, Barry.
Good morning, Jude Solomon.
Good morning. Welcome. Good morning.
My name is Barry Digiadom from Port Harcourt. Well, it's a pity that we have governor who has refused to pay the pensioners. That's what it is. And you have a governor whose penchant for leadership is highly intoxicating. So why haven't he paid the pensioners? Are we supposed to beg him first to pay them? He should pay the pensioners. What did it happen? What problem is this? We haven't missed it. I found the pensioners, you know, exercise patience. It will not be more than 2 years now before this bad administration will be out of power. So it is exercise patience. The next administration coming is their pension.
What if they don't get to stay for another 2 years? Some of them are 72, 73. Israel, is in LMA. Odima, also, you are fair. We're getting to you. Israel, good morning.
Good morning, my brother.
Good morning.
It's so pathetic that the pensioners, they still cry for the service they have done for our country. They have not paid their pensioners and their entitlement. So we are calling on the governor that he should try and address so that these men, women, will not be dying in their suffering after they have suffered for 35 years. Why can't he pay them? I know one of my friends, on the way of going to the pension of the thing, he died along the line. He got it. I'm a civil servant, and people cry within me. When I will be retired in no distant time now, what will be my fate? So we're asking the governor, look at the situation of teachers. For over 12 years now, no promotion, no implementation. Instead, the salary continues to decrease. What type of situation? I would know that governor is trying. He's building a flyover. Why can't he impact the into the welfare of the civil servant, most especially the teachers, the lawyers, the barristers? They are on a very high scale, and they are improving their welfare. Why can't teacher? The people who taught him, working it now, he was taught. Without the teacher, he's nowhere. Why can't he at least make teachers get their entitlement, promote teacher for 12 years as we do now, no promotion, no implementation, and will continue to suffer. People will retire on the same salary level. If it is myself, will he be happy? If this thing has been happening to the governor, will he be happy? So at least you do something. I know he has the power to do something. The money is there. At least one flyover to settle some of the retirees. Israel, thank you.
Thank you very much, Israel. Odumazin, Iwafe, good morning. Hello, Port Harcourt.
Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning.
Good morning to you. Tony is in Alalewo. We're good to get to Tony. Go on, Odima.
It's an unfortunate situation that happened yesterday with the pensioners. But Jude, the problem we have is a systematic issue. The kind of leaders our system is junking at for us is the major problem. For as long as the leaders we have today is consigned, leadership is all about building infrastructures. Even if people are dying, they don't care. If you listen to the president, ruling out the achievement of the president, infrastructures. But today, they make unemployment 8% in 2015. Today, unemployment in Nigeria is over 35%. They don't care. For as long as human additional is concerned, for as long as River State is concerned, they are building infrastructure. Every other thing is not important. The weekend will always tell you that infrastructure money will not be used for any other thing. You understand? So these kind of leaders you are producing, they lack empathy. They don't care. Even as those old men are doing those shenanigans yesterday, they will just be lacking over it.
Shenanigans.
So the system we have, you cannot offer what you don't have. The kind of leaders we have today, our system is joking out. They don't have anything to offer. They lack what it takes to be leader, to be a leader. So we can cry for Nadi tomorrow. It's not just the pensioners. Look at other sectors in Nigeria. Which one is better? Which one is good? So for as long as I'm concerned, it's a systematic problem. Until Nigerians leave church and mosque and begin to take their destinies in their hands, for those of us that are working today, they will still suffer like this. It will continue.
That's a worrying scenario. Tony, Nelelawo. Hello, Tony. Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning to you. Welcome, please.
Good morning. So I am at the time, it is good that a lot of persons or callers who have called in this morning are actually youths. Knowing that someday they will become old persons also who are waiting for their pension. But that is not even a question. The last caller said a lot. The last person that just dropped his call now said a lot. The people we have in government have no empathy. And I'm telling you the truth, I cannot sit down with an average governor or politician in Nigeria and share the same drink or drink with them. Because I sometimes look at it. These are persons who appear to be subhumans for me. I just want to say in the sense. See, these people are, you were thinking about elderly persons. I remember when we were young. If I see an elder, I get up from my seat.
Yes.
So that I can sit down.
Yes.
That's how I was brought up. That's how I was trained. I can't see an elderly person cry. I can cry a long time. I get to what I'm saying and all that. And these persons are feeling these pains in their hearts. And you are busy, governor. What do you exist for? What are you existing for? You have children. You do not know that there's a universal law. You throw things up and it will fall down. You don't ask why you throw things up and it fall down. And you know basically that these things will come back to you and your families and your generations and you don't know. And the question is only asked that you have people in offices who know that a time will come when these people will receive their pension. Why are professions not made? This money, you are not dashing them the money. It is their money. It is money that they contributed. And you will deny an old man, and to a point you've collapsed. You said something about somebody, but it's not the story of this collapse is not the first time.
It's not.
Across the country, your people falling, collapsing, waiting for pension that is rightfully theirs. and you ask why Nigeria is like this. You ask why people, and that is why it's good we are even speaking out. We should speak out and fight. Even if these elderly persons are, should not be the only people protesting on the road, the youths and everyone should gather, women should follow them behind, and with children, because this is a curse upon people in government. And they should know it is this happening in all sectors, and we have got, and this is what PDP and APC is giving us. These two parties, PDP and APC, are the problem of this country. We can't continue like this in the name of politics and the name of, and this country is rotten. Look at Chiswell's telling us. Right. People have the guts to come out to tell us what Buhari's achievement. And look at the society today.
Tony, thank you. I'll speak to Fubara now. Fubara is in Bonny. Fubara, good morning.
Good morning, Jude.
Good morning. Emotive morning this morning.
Yeah. That's why the Bible said, when the righteous rule, the people rejoice. Imagine from 1999, this state has been paying all the retired or whatever governor's pension. Somebody that served the state for 4 or 8 years. They are paying their pension without complaining. Somebody that put in 35 years throughout, he spent his youth life for government, they find it difficult to pay them. It's an evil act. There's no doubt about it. Come to the local government, no development. Come to the workers, they are not being paid, they are not being promoted. How wicked are we? We decided to work like the devil without minding people's life. We sacrifice people's life for our benefit. I believe Mike is listening to us. He should change from this attitude. The abroad they are going to buy houses. I hear how those people are behaving, that they are going there to live, to send their children to go there and stay. They should change their heart.
Fubara.
If God hardened their heart, they will end up in hell.
Fubara, thank you very much. Dude. Andy is a roommate, but we have Memo in Abua as well. Hello, Andy.
Good morning, Jude.
Good morning. Welcome, please.
Hello, Port Harcourt. John Pepper Clark said the casualties are not those who are wounded in the war. We are part of the casualty. Because whether we like it or not, we are being affected. Because those are our parents. Those are our elders. And sometimes I begin to wonder, do we really go to church? And if we go to church, do we really go to mosque? And if we go to mosque, do we really go to our shrine? We might have one religion or the other. But how does it feel when a man walk and after all labor, he comes to eat and there is no food for him to eat? And he cried, though you might see water, tears coming out from his eyes. But that tears means blood.
Oh dear.
I begin to ask.
Oh dear.
Will this blood dry out from our body?
Oh dear.
Before the people know that we are dying, why must we be denied what belongs to us? And yet we go to church and give fat offering and make all manner of donation and make all manner of promises. And we come back inside our house and tell ourselves that we are successful. See how mansions we built. We build mansions with the blood of people. Though the pensioner might not die, but their sons, their family are living in hunger, abject poverty, and we laugh and we expect God to bless us. Let me leave you with this last word. Whether we like it or not, we carry costs because we denied the poor, the orphans, the widow of their wages. Good morning, Jude. God bless you.
Memoye is in Abua. Good morning, Memoye.
Hello.
Noah.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, I'm speaking as a pensioner too. You see, I went to pension 11 years ago.
Yes.
And there's something called harmonization of the pension by law. If you go to the Constitution of Nigeria, you will see Pensions Act of the Federal Republic of Nigeria. So pension is not saraka, it's not Christmas bonus. The way some governors are looking at it and regarding a pension as saraka or Christmas bonus, it is not. Pensions Act of the Federal Republic of Nigeria. And the problem we have with our democracy here is that there are no checks and balances. The governor is doing something wrong, and he feels confident, and he's sitting there on the post. He cannot resign. He cannot be disciplined. The National Assembly is just looking at this thing as if it's nothing. Then we have no democracy. What is democracy? Checks and balances to make it work. It's not working. Okay, I'm ending the pay, you know, of 11 years ago pension. Is that by law? And the governor is a lawyer. Is he ruling the state by law? Pensions Act of the Federal Republic of Nigeria. So why should we come out and be crying every day? The governor is very confident. He's sitting there confidently as if nothing will shake him. We have immunity act. And we are following American democracy. America doesn't have an immunity act. So let us look back at our democracy. Not only just by paying the pension, but looking at our democracy, let us make it work. If we prefer democracy to unity government and all that, you know, then we should make it work. Thank you.
Memory. Thank you very much. John, is your room Okrushi? Good morning, John.
Yes.
Hello, Port Harcourt.
Ah, Jude.
Good morning.
You see, the current situation in River State is caused by we river people. You know, when this man was coming into power, I mean the current governor, his emergence came as a result of sentiment of our brother Jonathan. And hate. They preach hate to despise other good candidates that we had. So today, everybody is crying. Well, the mistake has been made. This man has no empathy for anybody, including those old men, those are our fathers.
That's a bit extreme. We, in all fairness, you know, people who have had...
It's not, my brother. Yesterday, I was crying, I was shedding tears when I saw them. Old people, some of them are carrying their drugs.
Oh, dear.
Oh, my God. It was very painful.
Oh, dear.
So, the situation is that the mistake has been made. We have a very... terrible person as a leader. Well, it's not his fault. The people buy into our brother sentiment of Jonathan, our brother, and brought him on board. But look at how he's treating people. And these people are most of these pensioners, for Christ's sake, supported this governor. It's very painful, dude. As I'm here now, I'm crying. Since all these people have been calling, I've been crying. What is wrong with us? Why are we so wicked? And we claim to be a Christian state? Dude. Forget this stuff, I beg.
Mike is in Thai. Good morning, Mike.
Hello, Jude. Good morning.
Good morning.
For a governor that parades himself as one of the best in Nigeria, and for a government that claims to have one of the best infrastructures in Nigeria, this is a big shame. Big shame and a big slap on the government of this state. How would they look at elderly people who are old enough to be their father and grandparents protest on the road for what is due to them? Some of them, like I just learned, carrying their drugs, and some of them were crying on the road yesterday in the sun. And you are telling me that the governor, the most painful part of it was they were not addressed by the head of service, nor even the governor himself. It was even the commissioner of police. This is to tell you that people are actually very wicked. Very, very wicked. We are very wicked. How can you tell me that up to now, the government have not seen the post on social media just to reply, just to say something at least.
hope to these people. Say something. They want to hear something. Even if you be like lie to them, they are used to be lie. Just lie to them. Or you just ignore everything as if they are no human beings. But the truth is, no matter the wealth they amass while we are alive today, we will all die someday. Thank you very much, dude.
Mike in Thai. It's been a very emotional conversation this morning. We're talking about the pensioners here in River State. What exactly is the challenge? Why does it take so long to have payments made to pensioners? What goes around comes around. They are paying for their wickedness. This comment here says, good morning, Jude. So I've got an office right inside the secretariat, and something really sad happened yesterday. This aged woman came into my office begging for money to eat, and right in front of everyone, she collapsed. One of my customers had to take her to the hospital, and as of this morning, she's still in coma. This adorable mama is a retiree. Oh dear. Ah, oh my shoe. Ah. Christian, is it Borokri? Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
It's really unfortunate that we have to be talking about this in almost every day. Even the people on the studio there. Aren't you tired of talking on all these things? How long are we going to continue to talk about these issues in this country? And my own question now is, what is the future? What is the future of the single servants, people that will become single servants tomorrow? What is their hope? With this kind of attitude, the leaders are using to follow us up. Huh? How long are we going to continue? After you might have worked, you will not get your salary. You will not get what belongs to you. And you have to beg that you have to come out on the street to cry for them to see you that you are protesting. What? What is going on? How did we get here? Huh? When are we going to change this narrative in this country?
Well,
it's really unfortunate that we have to be talking up for people, for the leaders to pay people for what they have worked for. It's a very big shame to them. And you have them, call them lawyers, call them doctors, but they are not living according to what they claim to be. If they are a lawyer, if they are doctors or whatever they call themselves, why are they not proving it to us?
Christian, it's an emotive conversation, and I can hear the voice and the sound therein. Abdul Ghani says, I really empathize with our senior citizens who are not being paid their gratuities. They put life and serve the state with their hearts. Wickedness in government places. That's Basone Koko. Caleb David says, the man has no conscience. He's very wicked. That's on Facebook. On WhatsApp, why should we wait and start crying now when your deduction is not remitted alongside the state contribution to your pensions account at the end of the month? Humphrey is saying, good morning, Jude. I work with a pensions firm. Retirees under contributory pension scheme do not have issues with their payments. The fact is that the River State is yet to fully key into contributory pension scheme. So people should differentiate between contributory pension scheme and defined benefits pension scheme. Don't I just love you guys? That's brilliant. But whether it's defined on contributory, the point is something needs to be done. In Benin, years ago, on my way along Airport Road, I think I probably mentioned this story before. I was walking. It was a Sunday afternoon. I had just gotten back from church. I was walking back to take a bus. I didn't have enough money, so I wanted to take a bus that close to Ring Road that took me down Sapele Road. And when I got past in front of a petrol station, an elderly woman called me, said, hey, my son. And I turned, and she beckoned on me and said, come. And I walked up to her, and she said, daddy's car. And I pointed. She was referring to her husband. The tire just went flat. Help daddy change this thing so that they can pump it. Take it down there. You can see daddy's old, he's struggling. And I could see the man, he was struggling to bend over and have his tire changed. So there I was, in my church best, bending down and removing the tire, jack, wheel spanner, everything. And I took it down the road, had it pumped, brought it back. I did not get ₦1.50 from that woman, from that man. All I got was, thank you, you have done daddy well. And that's how I walked. My name is Jude. Hello, Port Harcourt returns.